Speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
Can the guilty party in a divorce remarry once their spouse from the divorce dies? To begin with, I want us to think about the marriage covenant as it is given in the Scripture. Marriage is a covenant between a man and a female. Again, God only says that those of the opposite sex may marry, and He identifies concerning those individuals is that they must meet the biblical criteria that He defines in order for them to be able to marry one another. As it would deal with the covenant and this relationship, it is a monogamous relationship. And what I mean by that is that it is between that male and that female. No third party. Whenever I do a marriage ceremony, I say that it does take three for a marriage to be pleasing to God. And God is that third partner. Psalm 127 and verse 1, except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that build it. Yet outside of God, there is no authorization, no room for anyone else to have a role in their marital relationship. As we think about it too, it is a permanent devotion to one another. We live in an age today where people want to divorce one, two, three, four, just an unreal amount of times. And that is contrary to the way in which God set things up initially. He wants those who marry, He commands those who marry to be married to one another throughout life. What about divorced couples? An innocent party may choose to remarry. Why? Because they held true to their vows. They're not the one responsible for the sin that severed the tie that bound them together. Well, what does that leave the guilty party? The guilty party is not biblically permitted to marry someone else. And the reason I put it out there like that, to marry someone else, rather than to say remarry, we talked about this a little bit in class this morning. If a couple divorces and they can biblically be married and they decide that they are going to go through counsel or whatever and they work things out, I believe that it is indeed God's will for them to reconcile. And hence they can remarry. So the guilty party can, if a divorce takes place, remarry their spouse that they were married to in the beginning, and everything would be okay. Yet at the same time, they cannot go off and marry someone else. Why? Because they are the guilty party. They are the reason for the divorce. What about then in regard to the death of a mate? I want to draw our attention to the book of Romans chapter 7 and verse 1 through verse 3. Romans chapter 7, verses 1 through verse 3. The Apostle Paul is writing, and the context here deals with freedom from the law, from the law of Moses. So he's dealing with the idea of a new and better covenant that's come into play and the doing away of an old. But at the same time, he uses a principle that I believe is very applicable and helps us maybe to understand this question. Or do you not know, brethren, for I speak to those who know the law, that the law has dominion over a man as long as he lives. For the woman who has a husband is bound by the law to her husband as long as he lives. But if the husband dies, she is released from the law of her husband. He goes on in verse 3. So then, if while her husband lives, she marries another man, she shall be called an adulteress. This is an unauthorized an unscriptural relationship that she is in. But note what he says. But if her husband dies, not the one that she's married to unscripturally, but if I'm reading that context properly, the one that she was married to, divorced, and now this individual dies, says she is free from that law so that she is no longer an adulteress, though she has married another man. So can she marry if her spouse dies? I say possibly. Note what I say there. A guilty party may be able to remarry once their mate has died. In that, they would have to have a true penitent heart. Yet at the same time, let me say it this way, is that it's easy for us in this world to look at those individuals and to say, I don't know if they really have a true penitent heart. And what I mean by that is that it would be always, I think it would be natural to always be in the back of our mind and to say, are they using this as an opportunity for them to be right with God? And therefore, had they been waiting for that moment all along? We can only judge what we see, correct? We cannot judge the heart. So therefore, if they're going to be right with God, they would have to turn away from, they would have to repent. And in that, too, I have questioned, is that if they're really and truly repenting, doesn't that mean to turn away from the marriage? And others that I have dealt with from a scholar standpoint, I've not just come up with all these things myself. I've asked scholars within the Brotherhood. They have said, well, they would divorce that individual and then they could remarry that individual. It gets very complicated. What I suggest is that under those circumstances, if one would find himself or herself in that situation, the safest step that one could take is to not remarry. But again, there seems to be that they possibly could because of what is stated here in the context. I encourage you to read and to study it more. I know that might be a little challenging for some of us. I know that it's still challenging for me whenever I read through that. But that does seem to fit the context in regard to the things that is under consideration.